towns and villages reinvent themselves as outside influences and pressures increase. From humble beginnings near rivers and resources, the places we live in change with shifting economic drivers and advances in technology and transport. But sometimes, within all that, there are things that are unchanging. This morning, Karen Warwick takes a look at Beachmere. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Today we look at Beachmere as more than just a sleepy seaside fishing village. Our bay is unique in that it is the meeting point for tropical and temperate ocean currents. So this supports a vast array of habitats. Our environment fosters high biodiversity and it serves as a vital feeding and breeding ground. So long before there were holiday shacks and fishing huts at Beachmere, Gibbunba, as it was known, was home to coastal Aboriginal people who understood their land through tides, the moon and the sea. Their knowledge shaped their relationship with Mother Earth. Archaeologists like Dr. Jay Hall have mapped countless middens here in this area. These are remnants of ancient feasting sites. Fishing has always featured in Beachmere's history. Just like the traditional owners, locals remember mullet runs on still winter nights under a full moon, clear water, clean sand, and schools of mullet moving through the shallows, from the mouth of the river to Godwin Beach Gutter. Netting mullet at night was a common rite up until the 1980s. European settlers tapped into this same abundance. Our bay provided fish, oysters, turtles, even dugong, while inland, Beachmere's relatively flat land opened the way for crops and grazing. By the 1860s, small farms were growing bananas, pineapples, strawberries and citrus. Locals too grew their own fruit and veg. Produce was shipped down Pumicestone Passage to Brisbane markets until road and rail provided the transport. There are some great photos of the Lehman girls with watermelons and one of the Kundi kids on a market truck full of bananas. The dairy industry also took hold. Beachmere had one of its own cheese factories run by Mr. Holbrook. So this town was known for more than just fishing. The Bestman brothers had vineyards and apiaries too. So through the war and depression era, farming here was considered essential. One letter from 1942 tells of Wally Lehman asking for release from volunteer military duty so he could tend his fields. This is a reminder of how vital food production was. Wally Lehman would also deliver milk to the locals. So from middens to mullet runs and dairies to strawberries, Beachmere has always been a place to stay and where the land and seed would provide. Until next time.
Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected and informed. Head to 1015fm.com.au to listen again to Karen or search podcasts for other local interviews.